Welcome back to the Sneak Diss, your weekly podcast on sneakers, sports, culture, and other nonsense, made by sneakerheads for sneakerheads. Find the podcast streaming on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, YouTube, and on the website, which is updated daily at www.thesneakdiss.com. Get at us on Twitter at @the_sneakdiss, Instagram at @thesneakdiss, and check out the Facebook page, The Sneak Diss Podcast. And now, on to the Sneak Diss.
Follow us or else.
Okay. All right. Now we're going to move on.
All right, let's get it.
All right, let's go. Yo, episode 34, George in a building.
You going to make a sound? Who wore number 34? I'm trying to think of somebody who wore 34.
Paul Pierce.
Hey.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Well, I thought about that, but he wore 32 the majority of the time, didn't he?
How many years was he in Orlando?
Orlando, he was 32. And
he wasn't in Orlando that long.
Maybe with the Lakers he wore 34, but I don't think he wore 34 with like the Heat or any of them.
I think he was 34 the rest of his season. Or really? after he left Orlando, right?
What was he with the Suns?
I'm going to check this.
Or the Celtics.
Right now. I think with the Suns, he was like number zero or something.
Yeah. 34, Paul Pierce, Shaq on some teams, Lakers and somebody. George, Greg, homie Don back in the building.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Mr. Camo on vacation.
On.
That's what he wrote on Instagram.
He's not laughing at you.
Oh, okay.
No, he's not laughing at you saying that. We were talking about that.
Okay.
Shout out Cornball Simple.
Well, shout out to my man, Mr. Camo.
Let me tell you something. The hashtag vacation is corny. All right. Ryan is my guy. He knows it, but the vacation, bruh.
Shaq only wore 34 with the Lakers. He went back to 32 for the Heat,
okay.
Whatever jersey that is. It looks like Portland, but I don't think he played for Portland.
Let me see.
The one next to Miami. So Miami's the third one. What jersey is that?
Cavaliers?
Let me see.
Oh, no, that's the last of the last. What
yeah,
the
that's
heck
what,
is that?
Maybe he – let me see the
– hold on. Let me click on it.
It might be Suns.
No. Ooh. Suns are right next to it. Yes. It doesn't say. I probably would have to click on his name.
Because he didn't retire as a...
Shanghai?
I have no idea.
Yes. Let me see.
I have no idea.
Yes.
That is Suns.
The Shanghai
I think they might have
Suns.
Messed up.
There's a... The Suns is the next one.
Yes, I think they might have like added a jersey on accident or something.
I don't think so. Basketball Reference doesn't make those mistakes.
Yeah, there's no team. Like, even his stats, there's nothing. It just says Lakers... Orlando, Miami, Phoenix, Cleveland, Boston. Anyways, we'll just call this the Paul Pierce.
It must have
episode.
Been another jersey. Miami must have changed their jerseys in between those years then.
Well, the fact that they put 200 is stupid. Anyways, episode 34, Paul Pierce / Shaquille O'Neal edition. Today we'll talk about pickups, obviously, anything that released this week, Pinnacle 11s. We'll talk about the, God, what are they called? The lace-up Earls, is that what they're called?
I think so.
Whatever. $720.
The what? Oh, man, I don't even want to discuss that. I mean, we need to, but I'm upset.
We'll talk about anything that's releasing this week.
I had people texting me like who aren't even have nothing to do with sneakers, like $720. Are you kidding me?
Bro. And we're going to do top 10 sports movies ever.
Flames.
To the Sneak Diss Podcast.
Lots of fights going to happen.
Probably.
Possibly.
People cussing. How the F did you not have this movie on there?
Y'all
it's my favorite.
We'll definitely get a lot
I
of
I don't care.
Up. We'll definitely
Mother
get
effers.
Hit up a lot. Get hit up a lot.
It's my list.
Don, any pickups this week?
So I went ahead and got the Cyber Mondays finally. Like
that's
I told
right.
you.
Which one? Threes?
The threes. Yeah, the threes. Right. Yeah, I finally got them. I think they're dope. Like I said before, the leather on it. Your boy Rome, he was right, man. The leather on it is smooth.
Right.
I'll be honest. And I mean, they're definite sleepers. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they're ever going to go up in price, but they're definitely sleepers.
I think I would cop them for $43.97.
I couldn't wait, man.
I want to see them in person first. And like I told you in the group, I just, for some reason, copping a three and like selling, what, how many cement threes I had? 2, 3, 4.
I feel that.
And 88s. I mean, I had Do the Right Things. I had Elephant Prince.
Well,
I had
when
all of them.
I got when the.
I own not one now. Not one, three.
2011 when the White Cements came back out.
All right. Yes, so I was at Scottsdale Quarter for that release. And I mean, 7 people in line, maybe 10.
That for was which ones?
First come, first serve.
For that White Cement.
Oh. White Cement 3s.
Oh, okay.
Maybe 10 people in line. And they still, okay, you work there, you know how it is. They still made you go out the store, come back and get in line again, so to buy more than one. Cats were going, not that resale on those was very high at the time, but cats were going in line and getting like 3. I'm like,
yeah, I know.
There's 10 people here. What are we doing? There are probably 250 pairs in the store. So, I don't know. I had probably 2 or so myself.
They were easy to get.
Resold them for absolutely peanuts. I mean, I didn't take an L on it, but.
Mm. So I'm trying to think. Was that it?
I need to see Cyber Monday 3s in person.
They're dope, man. I don't think you'll be disappointed.
I'm worried about the cracking. I worry about the midsole more than anything else. Huh?
But it's not like 06 joints, though. Like the 06 joints, that every single one, like you breathe on it and they cracked. All the rest of them, 2011 and up, like my black cements, I've worn to the ground and they're barely starting to crack.
Really?
So, yeah. I mean,
I wore fresh out the box, cracked.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I was like, what is
going on? I've been lucky. But I'm trying to think. Is that it? That might have been it for this week. I know coming up there's going to be a lot more that I plan on getting. But I think just for this week.
What you plan on copping?
I mean, you know, I got my eyes on some stuff.
George, I mean, what'd you grab?
Like, Boost?
You know what's funny?
You know what's funny?
I think I might join. Well, for one, you already know I'm a hypebeast. I'm trying to get that Bape jump.
Me too. I might have to pay the $200 for a
bot. That's 100% fact.
It doesn't suck, but I don't mean I'm
trying to get the Bape jump for real. Actually, a friend of mine just sent me a picture of some, and I don't know.
Ooh, the Pusha T's?
MDs that well. Well, that one too.
Ooh,
but, this the
fire.
I sent that one.
I know.
What's it called?
Fire.
The wool MDs? Let me see. The winter wools?
Those already came out.
Yeah. No, but my friend has a pair
I'm
that.
I'm sure neighbor can get them to you for retail.
For small, too small for me, like those right there.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to probably get those in the next couple of days because he's giving me a good deal on them. So I'll have some boosts here shortly.
Dang. But man, I wish you didn't start with NMDs, though.
First boost.
You got to get Ultra Boost first. NMDs boost, they don't work right.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not as activated.
You got 350s.
I do have 350s.
We said this last time. You got boost already.
Y'all keep assuming I don't have boost. I just let you know I'm going to continue.
See, it's something about if nobody has Ultra Boost, it makes you feel like nobody has.
I don't have Ultra
boost.
Yet. You're right.
If you don't have Ultra Boost, just turn in all your shoes now and leave the game forever.
You got to get a pair of Ultra Boost. What you got, George? I know you bought a few things.
I thought we were talking about something else. I was like, got for what? The only thing I got, I think I talked about it last. Oh, no. Yeah, I did buy something else. Those gold medal Ultra Boost did ship.
Oh, so they went through.
I kind of was saying today, that's unfortunate. Even though they sell out every time they release, so I'm sure I could sell them at least for retail or maybe a little bit more.
You do one of them. Well, I guess I did the same thing.
I was asking about that, but I'll wait until you bring it up. So I think the shoe was dope. I just think there's so many other black shoes that came out, and plus triple blacks are coming out, which I really want badly. So
yeah, those suck.
I mean, you're wrong, but either way, I don't know if I'll ever wear the gold medals, so it's kind of a waste.
That's all you got?
No, and then the one that you made fun of on Instagram, the royal blue. Oh.
You got those?
No, I told him why I bought those. I told him I bought them. I ordered them off Nike specifically for credit card purposes. Because I buy something and then return it, they take it off like the previous month bill as a credit. So I pay my credit card every month so I don't ever incur.
Don was about to have a seizure. Like, I'm you like, want 12?
Yo, I'm about to get upset.
I pay the credit card bill off every month so I don't get any interest charge. And so it's like a $210 credit towards the next month credit card bill. So
Smart man. But
kind of wanted to buy them anyways just to see what they would look like. And because I knew we would flame them if they were trash. And they knew it too because we talked about it last week. I was like, when the pictures first came out, if they would have been exactly
like the PSNYs,
I sent it to them. Because we saw an early release website a year. What was it?
Oh, that's right.
9 months ago.
A long time ago during pre-orders.
Yeah. But they were like 400 or 350 or something.
And it was a picture of the PSNY.
Yeah, it was a PSNY blue. So at least that, thought like, about it. I give that website, and I don't even remember what it was, credit for knowing they were coming out, because obviously they did.
Yeah,
because
they weren't even like, you didn't hear nothing. It was just
nothing talked about.
It literally dropped out of nowhere.
Bro, them joints are nothing. Like, if we would have did a pre-order, if we would have did a pre-order for almost 500, and they wouldn't have gave us our money back, like, oh, man, sorry. I mean, we maybe could have disputed or argued that, like, the picture they have isn't what actually coming out. But you, boy, I would have been garbage. Bro. And, bro, that money would have been gone, like, a whole year ago. Like, 500. That pre-order was a long time ago.
I will say
ago.
This. The suede is actually super nice on the back half of the shoe. The front half, it's like almost like it's different plush quality between the toe box and the rest of the shoe. But I don't even think it's that kills it. It's that other piece that's on the left side, the outside part of the shoe. You know.
It's the fact that the shoe needs cocoa butter in order for you to wear it.
It looks ashy.
Yeah, but that's not my number one issue with it. It's that piece is not all. It's not all suede. It's not like all suede. The PSN1.
That's what has me to think the materials. If it would have been all suede or maybe even all leather, maybe I would have considered it. But I didn't care for alternate reds.
No.
I didn't care for those. So I don't know how I feel about it. If it's not black or white, I don't think I care for 12s if it's not black or white. I mean, all the best 12s are black or white. Your playoff, your French blues, your taxis, your cherries, your
Your flu games. Flu games are the only one. That's the option. It's black and red.
Flu games. Oh, yeah. Well, black and white. I mean, like, the majority of the shoe.
Pretty much the color block is one. Yeah, I got you.
Anything else, George?
So the technical term is the lateral side of the shoe. So, like, the outside of the shoe on the toe. That, I don't know why it's plastic. It's terrible. But anyways, anyone who follows us on Instagram saw someone even went on there and said those are fake. Like,
oh, yeah.
No.
Someone said.
Trust me, I got those directly from Nike sneakers app. Actually, not even sneakers app. It was Nike Plus, the thing when they offer you the shoe early. Now, maybe that means you're getting some kind of unauthorized shit or something, but who knows? Because that's the first time I ever ordered from Nike Plus, like on that early reserve. But
joints for whack.
I got
trash.
What are those?
Going straight back to the store, by the way.
Quickly. So if you're near an outlet, wait. I got those NMD X1s, olives.
Oh, XR1.
XR1.
I wanted them super bad until I got the ultra-boost olive.
I do not care for them. I mean, I don't have them yet. They come in today, but I didn't want them. It was one of those things where you're driving and you get an alert and you're just like, oh, God.
You're like, I better do it just in case.
You're just tapping. You're just like, oh, God. PayPal. Yeah. And then you cop, and then it's one of those ones like, you get it, and then you're like, oh, hopefully them joints sell out. Like, they cancel it or something like that.
Yeah.
I really don't care for that model. It's the same model as the Masterminds, right? I don't really care for the Masterminds, but them joints sell for, like, Jesus.
They hit.
Like, they hit. I got those, and then I got a Nintendo.
Not that matters.
I'm still trying to grab that.
I tried to get two. I could have got two. The problem is
if you buy it, make sure you buy the extension cord is what I heard.
Well, yeah, you got to sit up front and right in front of the TV to play it.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking myself, like, it was funny because I have it in the box, and I'm like, you got to hook the HDMI.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, like, there's no way this is coming to the couch. Like,
no.
The cord on the remote is small. I'm like, this is kind of crazy.
So you haven't played it yet?
Nah, it's still in the box. I mean, I'm going to give it to my sister-in-law, I think, so she can give it to her son for a Christmas gift. I tried to get a second one, but Best Buy had the, like, buy one only thing, and it even applied online. I think if I would have used a different credit card, I could have got it.
As a matter of fact,
I used the exact same credit card. I bought one, then tried to buy another again, and it was like,
no.
Yeah, like, nah.
So we didn't talk about that. Did Best Buy have like a cart reserve, or was it? I mean, it sounds like it was super easy to get, but they're selling for $250.
I mean, you saw how easy I got it. You were right there.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it was just the quantity. Each store got anywhere from 6 to 10. So they released them in very limited quantities. That's why they're hitting for 2+.
Right. But, I mean,
but I copped online, them easy. I could have bought two. It went through.
But again, you probably got at the right time or whatever, and it was probably just quantities.
I had told them that the tweet came.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? I got the tweet from Soul Links. Like, Soul Links tweeted it out.
So did you get it on the day of, like the morning of?
I got midnight.
Night, Thursday night.
11 o'clock at night.
Because after they sold out everywhere, then Amazon randomly did a drop at like 3 o'clock. That sold out in seconds.
Really?
Yeah. And then Walmart did like a slight restock. That sold out in seconds. So, I mean, no matter where you go, they're still hitting for 2+. And I want it for myself.
Right. I do too. I want one. I do want one just to have. I mean, I looked in the back. I had no idea because I had promised my sister-in-law I was going to get her one.
Yeah.
And it was one of those ones like, you got it. And then I read the games on the back. I'm like, so I text her like, did you get one? Were you able to get one? No.
She said,
she sent that sad face emoji. She's like, oh, I really wanted to get it for, you know, my son for Christmas. I'm like, well, I got you.
You like, you used the son, didn't
I
you?
I got you, man. So, you know,
wish I
would have
known that because I would have bought one. I was the one who told him they were online. I would have sitting right next to him. I would have copped one. I didn't know it was like that.
You would have copped it and gave it to me, right? You see, that's the friends
I would have copped it and gave it straight to eBay. Here you go.
$225.
No, but you know they'll be like at stores again. You
they
know,
will
like,
be. I mean, they're
they'll be everywhere.
Yeah, there'll be plenty of
but there'll be plenty of.
But I still think they're going to hit for at least.
But see, that's the thing is every new at least video gaming technology that comes out. I don't know if you remember when PS3 and PS4 came out. Mm-hmm. Same kind of thing.
Same thing.
People are immediately selling them for $600, $1,000 bucks. And then they restocked and no one cared. They just sat
That's
there.
Why, like, I don't even understand why people, like, camp out for systems and things. It's like the desire to be first, you know. And man, I guess it's like sneakers, too. It's like that desire to be first.
Yeah, but some of that stuff doesn't. That's a little bit different because they stop making it. Whereas on the other one, they don't stop making it.
What else released this week? Oh, I didn't expect the Pinnacle 11s to drop.
No one did.
You guys have any at the store?
No, it was only in New York.
Stores? Oh, really? Have you seen anybody see one in person?
No, I know.
I haven't seen them on eBay. I haven't seen them anywhere.
Mm-mm.
Are they going for high?
Yeah,
I think they're awful.
GoDap or StockX, one of them had them for like $8, so like double price.
You like them, Don?
Not at all.
I didn't care for them. I hate when I see sneakers like that come out, and I'm thinking
I don't think
to myself,
it's bad. I mean, it's the fact that it's not patent leather on the toe makes it interesting. I don't know that. I mean, I definitely wouldn't pay $400 for it.
I think I wish the upper was like a different color suede, like if it would have been something.
And I mean, the last time I wore an 11, how many 11s did I? Oh,
funny.
No, actually, I wore 11 lows. The red, was it red outsole? Brits? Those same ones?
Oh, the cherry ones? Whatever that was.
No,
all
not
white,
cherry.
Red?
The ones before that.
I don't know.
The ones we both had and got at Chic Camped Out, I think.
11 lows? Bread lows? I don't know what the heck you're talking about.
No, yes, you do. You had them too. All white with the white patent leather, and then the bottom was red or something.
Yes, that's what you're talking about.
Oh,
like
yeah,
cherry,
yeah, yeah.
Whatever they are.
Cherry is the one with the red patent
leather.
Yeah,
but they call
out.
Those like cherry for white and reds, whatever.
Alternate cherries or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, no, they're all right. I mean, I think they're better than cool grays. Because I've never liked cool gray 11s.
Yeah, no,
never.
I like the concept that they did. I mean, they finally did something different with it. I just. That milky white outsole or whatever that, or it, I can't stand that.
And 400.
400, bro. Yeah, no, they can, no, thank you whatsoever. But I think Jordan Brand did that on purpose, kind of maybe to get like a feel for how people are feeling about them, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Kind of generate like a little buzz, because, I mean, 400 is
it's too
bugging.
Much.
And then because it's coming around all the same time that everything else dropping, like in December.
Right.
So I think they threw it out there, try to get like the, you know, the buzz going.
You're probably going to say that's Kith pick right
one
there.
One thing, that's a nice looking pick.
Yep. Let me see
they
that.
Look
exactly.
Nice right
look
there.
At you. Now
George,
you want them.
George pulled up a pick off nice kicks. They
that's
look kind of fire
that's
right
Kith
there.
Pick. That's Kith pick.
And they got, you know, they got a shoe tree in it. You know, they you know they brushed that suede like
they
all
brushed
correctly.
One
yeah.
Side.
They all right. They don't suck. I mean, I'm
not paying at 400. That's the best part right
no.
There.
Yeah, that's fire.
The suede
the
and leather
the
laces.
Leather laces. That's tight.
Damn.
The one thing though,
I'm not paying
is,
400
I
for
hate,
any Jordan. Sorry.
I hate when I see like shoes like that. Like, man, they could have put suede on a lot of sneakers. It's like you get like some of them Jordans or some of them Nikes, you'd be like, yo, this joint would have been much better in suede.
They
and
know
then
what
they
doing.
Chose this one on. It doesn't suck. I mean, you definitely got to put some Defender spray on it or something, but them joints is all right. I wouldn't pay $400.
I'd cop for $200.
I maybe
have
for $200, maybe. But 11s, they're not wearable anymore. I just,
nope.
I can't wear any 11s.
Sold on mine.
I mean, I really want to wear a Concord again, but I just don't know how. I have no idea how to wear a Concord again.
You still have the one from Concord release? You don't even know?
What else? What's releasing this week? Oh, Jordan.
Well, the
I was gonna say the Jordan 9, that Kobe Jordan 9 releases Saturday.
Yeah, I like it. I'm not gonna lie to you, I like it.
It's okay.
I don't like 9, so that you have my answer.
I don't like Kobe. I know it got cold quiet, but
I mean, is it
I mean, I mean.
The problem I have with it is I think it's a good looking shoe. I don't like that it doesn't have an 8 on the back. I think it should have an 8 on the back.
Now that I agree with.
Not a 23.
That I agree with 100%.
And Kobe did play in these once, right? Or no?
He only played in the 8s.
Okay, he played in 8. He played in 7.
No, he played in 3s too.
8, 7, 3s.
No, he did 3s and then 8s and then
he played in a 7. And he didn't play in these. But I feel like. So then I was like, well, maybe these aren't supposed to be a representation of like a Kobe P. Maybe they're just like.
But they're calling it that though.
I mean, that's what the streets is calling it. Is yeah. Nike them calling it? Jordan them? I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen them calling
it. It should have an 8 on the back. All right.
No, I agree.
Period. Or, I mean, at the least 24. Like, yeah. But I think it should have an 8 on the back.
No, they cool though.
You think they'll sell out?
Yeah. If they're calling it a Kobe PE, it's really? Going to sell out.
What are they, 190?
Yeah, and not too many places are getting them. I know so far, I think Scottsdale out here is getting them. None of the Sheiks or Shoe Palace is getting them. So that's out crazy. Here, it's going to be limited release.
I wonder what they're doing. They doing first come, first serve?
They probably doing first come. They haven't done raffles in a while.
No, they haven't, man.
You know why? Because their first come, first serve is working for them. You know what I'm saying?
Seems like it.
Hold on, I'm looking here to see what else is coming out. Oh, the cruises are coming out, which I know you've been talking
been
about.
They've been out,
though. Well, yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, so those are coming out.
I'll get those for like 75. I'm not paying full price for a cruise anymore. They all sat, all right? Every single
and
one.
And you bought all of them.
I bought all of them. I even got the red ones. And never they were released.
The,
God, I paid so much
for the Kobe, ones. The new Kobe's coming out, the new model, AD.
That comes out already? Are you sure?
I don't think anyone cares for
it
those.
Says,
really?
I think they're super
I think
dope.
Those are tight. You don't really? Like those?
I
you hate Kobe.
Well, no. I still like Kobe shoes, but I don't think anyone's going to check for them, really.
Yeah, I don't think they'll sell out because every single model they came out this year should have sold out. All right. Kobe's have like, after 8, they just never sold out again. A few of those high boot ones did.
I was going to say, a couple of the first 9s did. That Masterpiece or whatever yeah. and something
after
like
that. That was pretty much it.
Yeah.
That Prime Knit. NMD times Packer comes out this weekend.
What?
Yeah, I don't like that. One. I just saw a picture today on that.
They're not terrible.
They're trash. What else you got?
No, they're not terrible.
They're trash.
And then
Jordan 2s
not
are better.
This weekend or next weekend, but during the week, all the 350s V2s come out.
We'll see.
It was announced today.
No, I know it's coming out.
Oh,
I said we'll see.
See about what?
And see if we're paying over retail or retail. Because we obviously don't pay retail anymore. Dom.
Yeah, I know you want them. I'm going to try to get them to trade for something else. But
Broncos doing all right. They doing all right.
We're doing okay.
They doing all right.
After.
If you would have been here last weekend.
No, listen, I didn't want to be. I'm glad I did.
You would have got it. You would have got it.
Because listen, I was talking so much shit and y'all did us dirty.
They did.
Dirty. The
Broncos ran dirty. Over top of you and spiked you.
I'll be honest. I can't even. There's nothing I could say to that. But, and then at the same token, we came back, you know, next week, and then we did okay. Defense did great. Amazing. Almost lost the game. But shout out to that punt block and go all the way back.
That was crazy.
That 2 points.
Dookie sandwich.
What? You didn't like that?
Why would I like the Broncos winning a game when my team's
fine.
Trying to win a division?
I'm saying it was still dope.
Both the Broncos and the Chiefs won in improbable fashion in the last second of the game.
Listen,
the
Chiefs, a dub is a dub, my G. We'll take it.
Always take
Raiders
it.
Raiders could have been a game up.
Chiefs, when I saw 17-0, literally they were like, Chiefs are getting destroyed. Nope, Chiefs are going to come back. Chiefs always come back.
Yeah, that's not true.
What? What are you talking about?
You're just making things up now.
As much as I hate the Raiders, I will give you guys props.
I refuse you're doing to believe anything here. You're saying about the Chiefs.
The Chiefs?
I did pick the Chiefs good. To win the division, though. So that's on record, factual information on this show.
That makes you a bad fan.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
I said the Raiders will go 9-7. I am pleasantly surprised.
You actually might be the only fan I know who's upset that their team is good.
No,
yo,
that doesn't make any
to
sense.
Your Cowboys,
they have
bro.
To close the season out correctly, and then I will be happy.
The first few games of the season, you were like, God, the Raiders are so lucky. I'm like, dang, bro, ain't you facts? You text me like, Raiders are lucky.
Yeah, they got lucky to win some of them games.
Oh, please. Cowboys,
you
obviously going
me,
to the Super
so.
Bowl.
Shout out to the
guy. No. There's no such thing as obviously.
They're going to the Super Bowl.
I mean, I'm happy for you to believe that, but that's not a factual statement. So
I know you guys think your teams are going to the Super Bowl, but the Cowboys are actually going to the Super Bowl. There's a difference. The Cowboys are going to be in the Super Bowl against the Steelers.
Honestly,
that game last week was excellent. Zeke, flawless. MVP and Rookie of the Year. Are they going to give it to him?
That's not true.
They're not giving him.
Rookie of the year is probably your quarterback.
He's getting MVP.
Who is MVP?
Your quarterback is probably getting rookie of the year. Dak, and MVP is Tom Brady.
I mean, yes, obviously.
They're not giving Tom Brady MVP. He hasn't even played a full season.
Doesn't matter.
They're not giving it to him.
Guarantee you.
I mean, I don't know who else they give it to. Who else is like on the, would you even consider possibly MVP?
Matt Ryan, Derek Carr, go down the list.
I'd maybe give Derek Carr, not Matt Ryan.
A running back will never win MVP unless they rush for like 2,500 yards. That's just factual information.
Has Adrian Peterson ever won MVP?
No.
No.
So.
Only people who win MVP is quarterbacks or like if Reggie White or somebody had like 57 sacks in one season.
What was the last running back that won MVP?
Like I think J.J. Watt might have won one, but I'm not sure about that.
Last running back that won MVP?
Never happened.
Let me see. Hold on.
I mean, you can look it up, but it doesn't happen.
I can't think of the last running back that won MVP. Wasn't DeMarco Murray, was it? Did he win?
Why would DeMarco Murray win MVP?
He had some great seasons like a few years ago.
He had one great season.
Did he win it that year? It doesn't matter. Like, did you hit that? We had one. Did you win it that year?
You already know the answer to that.
No, I don't.
Running backs don't win MVPs. So
I'm trying to think of the last one. Anyways.
Your offensive line should win MVP of the season. That's who should win MVP.
And they're great.
Yeah.
Love
and
them.
The only reason why Elliott is having this kind of season.
Maybe. Possibly.
No, it's factual.
But he might be really, really good. DeMarco Murray's doing really good in Tennessee. And their whole line is not that great.
How good was he in Philly?
Man, Philadelphia was trash. They suck. He was under a Chip Kelly. Stop that. I'm not even going to say that.
I mean,
like, they're awful. Like, I'm not even going to compare that. He's doing great this year.
So Darren McFadden had over 1,000 yards rushing with the Cowboys. What did he do before that? And where is he now? Not even in the league anymore.
The Raiders' O-line wasn't that good then. He was always hurt with the Raiders. So
you're saying the O-line.
You're right. But right now he's hurt. McFadden's not even playing. He's not even in uniform. He's hurt. Alfred Morris, Zeke. That's it. So, lace shoes. What are they called?
I don't even know.
Oh, hyper-adapt?
Hyper-adapt, yeah.
Hyper-adapts. $720. Y'all copping?
Are they selling for $1,400 in aftermarket?
Not a no, but a hell no.
How do you get them? Somebody says by appointment. Is that true? I don't really know what that means.
You know, at that point, for $700,
I wouldn't be surprised.
It has to be.
Because they have to show you how to use it and everything, probably. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. You probably got to, like, try them on and do whatever.
For $700, I need Phil Knight to be in that appointment. I need him to actually
not if they selling for $14.
Put the shoe on my foot
now,
and tell me
they can ship them directly to my house if they selling for $14.
See, this is the thing, though. All right, you just bought Moon Rocks. They weren't cheap.
Mm-hmm.
$700 sounds crazy, but if the shoe was better, would we cop? If it was a mag for $700, and this kind of actually foiled my plan, my thing for last time, because I said Nike should give the regular auto mag for like $800, and then lace one for like auto lace for $1,000.
First of all, on this show, you literally said last week they should be orthopedics.
Which ones?
These.
I mean, they look like it.
Okay, so
they're ugly.
You can't say that.
No, I'm saying if they were a better shoe, would you cop?
Yeah, that's a different story. I wouldn't pay $700 for anything.
So I don't think the $700 price is that outrageous. It's the fact that the shoe is whack and it's $720.
I think $720 is outrageous,
it's outrageous
for a retail shoe.
That's what I was just going to say.
Nike is absolutely testing consumers to see how far they will go to buy their products.
The suggested retail thing says $720. That is astronomically.
And they're
going
to be bought by everybody.
If they sell out, then Nike will continue to make shit that costs $720.
Here's what's funny.
If they don't sell out, then guess what? Dilemma.
The shoe is selling out.
It's going to sell out.
The shoe is selling out. It's the first ever done. The shoe's selling out. Who's going to buy it? Your celebrities, your ball players, your, you know, I'm balling motherfuckers, whatever. They're going to sell out.
They're not good looking, though.
No, they're not.
Are they comfortable? Does anybody have any, like, knowledge about them? Like, are they comfortable or any? They don't look comfortable. Like, I don't see how something like that could be visible. Like, I mean, just that itself.
I'm quite sure if I was seated that shoe, I would not wear it.
It's not even, what? I mean, I'd put it on. I mean, I don't know about
what. I doubt it. I mean, if you felt some obligation to Nike to put it on and take a picture for Instagram, sure. But I would not.
I think
I wouldn't wear it.
First of all, auto lacing is stupid within itself. I don't care if it was in Back to the Future and all that. It's just an utter nonsense. It's sort of like, it's one of those
You're probably saying that because we don't lace our shoes anymore in general.
No, but I just think
I lace mine sometimes.
I just think it is a complete waste of money and
because
time.
That type of technology is novelty. It's like having a touchscreen cell phone. Our cell phones never needed to be touchscreen. All right.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
How are you going to use the internet if you can't press the
screen?
They
could have gave us a scroll, BlackBerry had the scroll ball. Like, you could have figured out
how
something.
How long did that take for that?
I'm just saying it wasn't necessary. All right.
There's a lot of stuff that's not necessary.
You're right.
Having a bread maker in your house is unnecessary.
Auto lacing shoes.
People still like it.
Auto lacing shoes.
You can go to the store and cop bread, son. You don't need a bread maker in your house.
We break bread in our house, boy.
Auto lacing shoes is just unnecessary technology that it's like we wanted it, but we didn't need it. I mean, there are so many other technologies that's like fail. Like this right here, it has to fail.
It's going to. It's going to sell out.
I mean, it made me think of like all the other. Well, actually, you know, Rufka, I wanted to ask you. You worked at Nike.
Mm-hmm.
Do people come in actually caring about like the technology of a sneaker? Like, I need something with the fly knit or this or that.
If they're for true runner, yes. We do have people coming in going, hey, listen, I over supinate or I under supinate or over pronate, whatever. I need something.
What's up? All that
it's
mean?
Running technology.
It's running technology. It's something to do with your foot.
Technical terms with your feet.
It's the way you walk.
Oh,
like
really?
If you walk inward,
balls
you,
of your feet.
Yeah, if you walk heel. Inward, you're supinate. If you walk outward, you pronate. You can over supinate, over pronate, under supinate, under pronate. So there's actual technology
and
to
also
it.
Also, how your foot strikes the ground matters for
exactly.
What. Like so, if you go to like Brooks or Saucony or one of them, they're like or the just for example, what's that? Roadrunner.
Yeah, Roadrunner. Yeah.
They're gonna go do all that on you and do a test or whatever, figure out what you is best for your.
Like
foot.
If you notice how you walk, some people when they're walking, like they'll walk on the outsides of their feet.
Mostly
or like if
larger
you,
people,
exactly. Or if you pigeon toed or something like that, they actually have terms for that. So people that walk like that or who are actual runners, yes, they care about the Flyknit. They care about the Lunar Lawn versus the really? Free 3.0, 5.0, 7.0.
Now, what about your average sneakerhead that comes in?
Of course not. And if they say that, and they're just fronting. They're like, yo, I need that Flyknit with the Air Max Flow and the like. Stop it.
Because like I said, thinking about it, I'm like, gosh, the only technology that I could think of recently that is lasting and doing something is Boost.
Yeah.
And Adidas has had so many fails in that technology area in the past.
Yeah.
I mean, they had actually made a list of like failed technologies, and Nike has quite a bit.
Of course, Nike, because they've tried to like you know push the envelope further, and they did it too much too soon.
Supposedly, Boost was offered to Nike first, and they turned it down.
Really?
Supposedly,
if Nike
would
have had
from the developer of Boost,
if that's true, and Nike could have had Boost, Nike probably would have took over sneakers forever. Ever.
I mean, they already do.
I mean, they're already the king of sneakers, obviously, but I'm just saying, like, it would have been no chance for anybody else.
Well, because think about it. If they do Boost, like, and that's supposed to, what, overtake Nike Air Max? And Nike and Air Max is, like, their number one thing.
Which so, has like, never been comfortable to me.
How's it going to be, like, Nike Boost over Nike Air Max?
They might have called it Nike Air Boost.
Air Boost 90s?
I mean, I don't know that the name Boost
some
was...
Boost, some Boost on the Hyperfuse 90s?
All right.
Lord.
Yes, you can have it made.
I might have to.
It probably would look terrible.
Nike Shox was a fail.
Terrible.
They still make some here and there, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Tuned Air. Sucks. Still around.
Sucks.
But it's only around on Plus.
I was going to say, don't knock Tuned Air. We had Tuned Air on a list that we liked.
Yeah, I love the shoe.
Oh, okay.
But it's like the only shoe that it's on.
Okay.
Like
yeah,
I consider it, they had it on a couple basketball shoes, failed. Reebok has had pumps, mm-hmm. faded away. Hexalite, faded away. They had, even with the Shaqs, that gun pump,
mm-hmm.
faded away. Converse had React Juice, faded away. Adidas actually had, y'all remember that one shoe, the Adidas one, where it had like the motor in it? It was a computer motor. That was in the bottom of the shoe.
Yeah,
I seen them in Vegas.
I remember that.
$250. I remember $250 was insane
yeah.
all right, at retail. Problem with that shoe is it was ugly. One. Two, it was an Adidas. A $250 Nike back then might have would have sold.
Yeah.
But a motor in the shoe was crazy. And didn't you have to like hook it up to the computer
or something?
I think
so. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something crazy.
I'm okay on that.
But technology-wise, for myself, I never cared about anything like that.
It's not the biggest concern to me, really. I mean, if you tell me the shoe is comfortable, if you want to like try to gas me up on it, you know, and explain it to me exactly what it is, sure, okay, I'll run with it. But, I mean, I don't sit at home going, damn, I wish this shoe had, you know, extra Lunar Lawn material. Or I wish this had Hyperfuse versus leather versus, you know.
One of the worst shoes you guys had at the store, and they gave you guys all pairs of, what was that, like the Nike Plus?
The Nike Plus Hyper Dunk.
They were so uncomfortable. Yeah. The runner one or like whatever it was.
They had the trainer. They had the runner.
It felt like a heavy brick.
Well, and it was because of that actual, the little chip that inside.
It was
a whole Nike Plus idea. They were like, you know, not only are you going to have like the band and all that good stuff, we have this chip inside the shoe that actually calculates all your steps, all your running. iPhone, or you can plug it into your computer. But yeah, what had happened is the chip is right on your heel. So even though they say you're not going to feel it, you feel the jump.
That felt awful.
You feel me? Yeah. Like, you feel it. I mean, especially with the basketball ones. We had black basketball and we tried to play in them. You felt the motherfucker the whole time. Like, bro, I felt like it was a rock in my shoe.
Them joints were awful.
That's why they failed, and that's why they ran to the outlets and still couldn't sell them. Like, they discontinued it with the quickness.
I was not feeling them joints at all. I remember all you guys had them in the store for free.
Hey, we had to. Everything. Listen, I was going to rock it. Don't get it twisted.
Right.
It was $3.99. I was going to. No, nah, but they were whack, though.
Jeez. Anything else?
I don't know. Let's see.
I want to talk about Space Jams, but I feel like it's too early.
Okay, we won't talk about Space Jams, but we will say it is the 20th anniversary of the movie. Right. So happy birthday to the movie.
Which is why I want to pick the topic we picked today.
I'm excited to see what they're going to do. I don't know if you guys have been seeing all these promotional stuff.
Right.
I'm curious to see what they're doing with the Monstars. Are you think they're trying to come out with like a little short film? They're trying to come out with...
Because Space Jam was one of the worst movies of all time.
Now, for our... I'm like, really? Because
for our age, back when we were younger, it was fine. But you watch it now, that movie is awful.
Listen, sir, okay. I'm going to need you to fall back. How dare you?
Space Jam was awful.
No.
It was awful.
Mike can't act. We don't care. The movie's amazing.
Amazing is a strong word.
Very strong, and I mean it.
I don't know. We might as well get into our top 10. Y'all ready for the top 10? Or you got anything else sneaker related?
There was something else you wanted to talk about, I think.
What else?
I don't remember. Maybe it was just sneaker technology in general, but I guess that's what you were covering.
I got anything else we can talk about.
I have the list. Let me see real quick.
I mean, the only thing that I would bring up is, and it's disgusting, probably more than it needs to be, is just how comfortable Boost is. I mean, I don't know what could be said.
All right. Y'all got anything else?
Seriously, I'm dead serious. You put the shoe on. It's not even like it almost makes you forget that you like ever had any pain in your foot. I'm dead serious. Like, you walk around a shoe that has no Boost, and then you walk around, if you have any kind of foot pain and you put an Ultra Boost on, no pain whatsoever. Gone.
Before we get to list, real quick, for my hip hop fans out there, this is a quick change of subject. Do yourself a favor, listen to the new Tribe Called Quest album.
I haven't listened to it yet, but
by far, album of the year. It's amazing. It trumps any hip-hop-wise. Hip-hop-wise, amazing.
You heard it, George? I don't even know why you... Do you listen to music?
I get it from you.
Yeah, but do you listen to it? Because you get everything from me. You never listen to it.
I mean, I listen to it at the gym.
I need to hear
it. It takes me a while to listen to stuff.
I heard that it's good.
If you guys
and
are...
And I couldn't believe... I was like, really?
Listen, it's not only is it a good hip-hop album, it's quintessential Tribe. It is such a Tribe feeling. I love it. Busta's on it. Three Stacks is on it. Kendrick's on it. And they all are at their A game. I'm telling you.
Oh, I got to listen to
easily
this.
Easily, it's all I've been listening to. For the past week, ever since it drops, all I've been listening to.
It's like... a bunch of songs on it too, right?
It's a good 16, 17, and they're all bangers.
I think I'm gonna have to listen to that then.
Didn't
Facts.
De La come out with an album recently too, or is that not dropped yet?
It hasn't dropped yet. No, a couple singles here and there. But yeah, that was it. Oh, also, real quick, did you guys catch Chappelle on Saturday Night Live?
No,
I was gonna bring that up.
I haven't watched it yet.
You're a moron,
bro. You're sleeping.
First of all, I fell asleep when it happened, but I was like, all right, I'm gonna watch it online. I haven't watched it yet. Everyone says it was so funny.
Chappelle, a round of applause because
I wish he would come back on TV.
The monologue alone.
See, everybody keeps talking about is The Walking Dead.
Because he
I'm
not gonna spoil it for you,
but the monologue is the best part.
The monologue's the best part. Walking Dead's amazing because he brings back a lot of his classic characters, so I won't spoil it for you.
Don't tell me anything.
But the monologue,
it's not even really Walking Dead. I mean, it is, but it's the fact that he brings all his characters back from the Chappelle show is what makes it.
So yeah, say no more.
Yeah, when you see how he does it, it's classic. But no, the monologue, it was intelligent. It was funny. It was serious. Like, it made you actually think. It made you, like, not as upset about the outcome, you know what I'm saying, after hearing his thoughts and all of that. And clearly, you can see he wanted to touch on a lot of topics because he's been away for so long. So, like, he runs through, you know, police brutality and, like, Harambe, you know, the gorilla and, like, all that. It was so smart, bro. It was probably one of my favorite monologues ever.
He's a genius.
Ever.
Like, facts. I mean, I watch a Chappelle skit once a week at school. I mean, at work.
Bro,
like,
I'm telling you.
I don't care how old it gets. Watch it. I mean,
all the time.
All the time. I'll definitely check that out. I'm probably going to check that out tonight.
You have to
edit the podcast.
Do yourself a favor.
So, y'all ready for the top 10?
Yes, sir.
Or you got anything else?
That's it, man. Let's get to
it. Anything. George, you got anything?
Dave Chappelle is the funniest man of all time. And you need to go watch it. No, it's factual. It's not even, you can't even argue it.
I actually agree 100%.
It's not even close. I've seen Dave
all time.
I've seen Dave Chappelle in person twice in Phoenix, and it was literally
he's not funny.
If we were going to do a list.
Funniest of all time.
It would battle
he
between.
He would be in top three.
No,
it's not even close.
Four,
it's not
five.
Even close.
Eddie Murphy might be the funniest. I don't care. Eddie Murphy is forever funny.
No.
It's not even funny. I mean, it's not even close.
Eddie Murphy, stop. Not even close with Eddie Murphy. Stop it.
It's not.
Stop.
There's a number of people
Cut
you could put
out.
On the same. You could put Richard Pryor in there.
It really depends
on. Put, yes,
not my
can.
Era. Not my era.
It doesn't matter.
It would really depend.
I mean, technically, Eddie Murphy's not our era either. We watched the movies from the 80s, but that is.
Eddie Murphy.
In, Saturday Night Live.
Now, if you choose Dave Chappelle over Eddie Murphy, that's fine. But don't say it's not even close.
It would
Dave
depend on what
Murphy,
category you
Dave
do.
Dave Chappelle, the funniest man in history of
if
the world.
If you do, like, funniest stand-up, all that, and just in general, funniest man, I'm going to have to give it to Chappelle. Now, if you're doing comedic movies or, because to me.
I think Chappelle's just the smartest.
He's the funniest human being of all time, period. I mean, I don't care if you say movie, stand up, whatever.
No.
Funniest human being
of all
time.
Do you know why I have to
agree
with that? Because Chappelle can do a whole stand up off the top of his head for 2-3 hours and make you laugh the whole time.
I think his stand ups is funny, but I've never considered any of his stand ups like some of the greatest I've ever seen.
Bro, just him talking makes me laugh.
See, he's funny and so smart funny. Like, he is just a genius. But Eddie Murphy is Eddie Murphy.
Listen, I'm not going to disagree on that. But Eddie Murphy doesn't want to be Eddie Murphy. That's what pisses me off.
Eddie Murphy can still be second place and still be, like, really, really good. I don't even know if I would put Eddie second.
No, it's
honest
fine.
With you. I mean,
put second.
I put Chris Rock in second.
I mean, nah.
See, to me, Chappelle is.
We're doing another top 10.
I would have to think about it. But he's in consideration.
Chappelle, Rock, Murphy. That's how I say it. Or Chappelle, Murphy, Rock. But Chappelle, number one.
I have no problem with anybody feeling Dave Chappelle is the funniest of all time to them. That's fine. But to say, like, not even close, blow everybody out the water.
Season 2 of Chappelle's show kills everything that's ever been made except Coming to America. But
Martin was a great show.
Martin was a great show, but it's not the Chappelle show.
It's not. It's not even the same, like, genre, but still, like,
I feel you.
I don't know, man. That was a hard one. I'm a Chris Rock fan. I don't know if I really find him, like, oh God, he's so funny. Like,
his what was it? Bigger and Blacker and Bring the Pain. Are my classic favorite stand-up specials of all time. So because of that, I put Rock probably like number 2-3-ish. But Chappelle, yeah, like he said, I have to agree with on that one.
Oh, fine. But I don't think he blows Eddie Murphy out the water.
Yeah, I won't say blows out the water, but he wins.
So, I mean, guys, we might have another top 10 somewhere down the road.
Number one of all time.
Okay.
Facts.
Well, that's to George Martin.
and a lot of other people.
I guess, like, new people. Like,
what do you mean, new people?
Like, these. Like,
he hasn't even been relevant in 15 years or whatever. What do you mean,
relevant,
new people?
He's still relevant amongst, like, people that are even the range of, like, my son's 17, loves Dave Chappelle talk, like, sketches and all that stuff.
Okay. He's a smart person.
Okay. But I'm just saying, like, it's not like. But like, he probably never even seen Beverly Hills Cop, like, or anything like that. He's only seen Coming to America because I made him.
Yeah, okay? But see, that's the thing. As someone who's 17, because
he was funny in 90 Professor. He was funny in what are those?
Someone who's 17 years old.
Dr. Doolittle or whatever.
Someone who's Hold on. Someone who's 17. Yes, he's seen all the corny movies. Everything Eddie Murphy's done for the last 10 years, 20 years has been corny.
But he was funny in those.
Like, Nutty Professor is, well, Dave Chappelle was, probably stole the show in Nutty Professor.
See, that's true. Women be shopping!
He was, stole the show is strong. Stole that scene? You're absolutely right.
Okay, stole the show. Anyways. Yes,
he was in there for about 3.5 minutes.
No, because then he got his ass whooped and thrown into a piano. Yes, that was hilarious.
The entire set.
Stole the show. Anyways, my previous point.
And he was acting stupid. Okay. Teeth was everywhere.
Relax.
Teeth were all over the place.
A 17-year-old's opinion only lasts for the last 17 years. You know what I mean? I'm 37. My opinion holds a little bit more weight than his does.
What's another Dave Chappelle movie that you could say, like, that was hilarious? I can't think of it.
Half-Baked?
Half-Baked was funny, like, collectively, them as a combined. Dave Chappelle wasn't oh, God, he's so funny.
Yes, he was. All of them together.
Now, even though the movie was he was funny in Undercover Brother, even though the movie was kind of whack.
Kind of whack.
Well, I mean, listen, it's kind of whack. What was it?
He was funny in Blue Streak.
I was going to say with Martin Lawrence.
But
he wasn't. But there again, though, does it matter if he was in the movies or not? Again, the Chappelle
That's where it goes, because Martin. Hilarious. I don't find Martin's stand-up that funny.
Eh, Crazy was cool, but...
Was cool, but that was a long time ago. Now he's so, like, mellow. Movies, yeah. I can't even think of
well,
a funny
Well, he's mellow
Martin
because
movie.
He almost had, like, a stroke one day or whatever.
Martin movies, I can't think of anything.
Like, heat stroke, whatever.
But, like, Dave Chappelle, I don't consider, like, movies funny for him. I consider the show. The show itself,
smoking rocks,
one of the greatest... what? You think of Dave Chappelle movies, you think of Dave Chappelle? Nobody thinks of movies when they think of Dave Chappelle. You think of the show, period.
No.
Nobody's thinking, like, oh, you have bake? No, you thinking of Rick James? You thinking of all those characters?
That might be what you think about.
What do you think about?
If you ask someone about Dave Chappelle right now in this era, yes, they're going to talk about his show. I went to a stand up he did probably 5 to 10 years before the show even came on television.
Yeah,
and that's what you think
in Phoenix. Period. He was already a star before that ever happened.
He was always
funny. That at a Celebrity? Because I went to that one. Yeah, I went to that one too.
I don't know if it was 5 to 7 years ago.
No, before his show came on the air, it was in 2001 or something like that when I went to that show of Celebrity, or 2002, something like that.
Greatest of all time, not to me.
Greatest of all time.
So, top 10.
There's no one that you can just sit there and think about doing like a character or whatever or a voice that makes me laugh like Chappelle laughs, period.
Facts.
I mean, I can't think of anyone else. And I, like I said, you guys make fun of me all the time. I'm an old man. I've seen Richard Pryor stand up, Eddie Murphy stand up, Raw and Delirious.
Saw them live?
No, I've seen the stand up on TV.
Watched them too. I've seen them all too.
I'm just saying, Raw and Delirious, two of the funniest stand ups of all time. Mm-hmm. It's not even close. Dave Chappelle is funnier than him. Period. I mean, that's just.
You say what? Dave Chappelle isn't funnier than him?
He is funnier. No, he's not. Period.
To you, just like this list, top 10 sports movies of all time to us individually of the Sneakers podcast.
Yes, sir.
Anybody got honorable mentions? And who wants to go first?
I got a couple. I'll throw them out there real quick.
Again, Don Fisher back in the building.
Yes, sir. We here.
Shout George is still here.
Mr. Camo on his vacation. My man.
Top 10 sports movies of all time.
Cut your hair or something.
Us.
All right. So quick honorable mentions. I'm going to stay in the comedic aspect for this one, but they're still dealing with sports. I'm going to do remember the Great White Hype?
Oh, God.
Samuel L. Jackson?
Yep.
Damian Wayans.
With Damian Wayans. Love that one.
I've only ever seen it once in theaters.
I love that one.
Broham.
I couldn't say yes or no.
Jamie Foxx.
Was it in black and white?
Some
what?
It was in black and white.
No, some of like when they were like recording and stuff like that was in black and white. But
I don't know if I care for that.
That one
was
funny.
Great White hype in black and white? No, what is wrong with you?
No, there were parts of the movie where a lot of it were in black and white.
No, that's not true. I mean, there might have been.
Like when he was recording
boxing
on
stuff? Yeah, whatever.
VCR
there were black and white scenes in the movie. What are you talking about?
It wasn't recorded in black and white, but I get him.
The movie was like color, and then there were like black and white scenes in that movie.
Here and
like,
there.
Seen the movie. Like, there was black and white scenes in it.
Let's see.
It doesn't make any sense, bro.
Next.
Tell the director. Like, I have no idea. I didn't do it. Like, it was black and white scenes. I didn't put them in there.
What's just, I mean, adventure. Like, what, 30 seconds of the movie? I mean, what are we talking about here? You made it sound like it was like half the movie or something. What are you talking about?
Charlie Chaplin.
What else you got?
Let's see. Next, I got a...
Yes, it was a silent flick. It was a silent flick. Mustache, and the mustache was moving. And the words was on the screen.
Varsity Blues.
That was all right.
Football movie. That was cool. I got a few.
Dawson?
Yeah, that was cool.
James Vanderbeek?
Yep. No, that's... That makes me not want to watch it now ever again. And then Rookie of the Year.
Love that movie.
Classic. I was a kid. Love it.
I've seen that movie so many times.
Hit him with the cheese. Love it. Can watch Limburger. It
anytime. Ooh, you know what?
I can't believe I didn't put that on there. I mean, not top 10. It wouldn't have made my top 10, but it probably.
That's where I honorable mention.
Wait, what was the one you said before that? That brought something up.
Great White Height.
Great White Height.
Yes.
Varsity Blues.
Oh, yeah. That I think the dude in Varsity Blues who played like. The dumb lineman?
The one that kept getting a concussion?
I think he just died or something, unfortunately.
Well, God bless his soul.
I hope he didn't get a concussion in real life. Rest in peace,
Reggie
sir.
Ray or whatever.
Yeah, Reggie.
What you got?
Damn.
Nah, you going.
I'm going to mention. I got Mighty Ducks 1, the first Mighty Ducks.
Fine with it.
Okay.
And I got Slapshot. And I put Hoosiers on it. And I put Hoosiers on it because I did like the movie.
I forgot Hoosiers.
I feel like I should just put it on there. But would I sit down and watch it again? My list is strictly based off of what I would sit down and I could watch any time, day or night.
Gotcha.
George, honorable mentions.
Fine with it. This is the list that I am not calling honorable mentions. I am just calling it the movies that did not make the top 10 because there are so many good ones on here.
Facts.
That it was impossible to pick. I had 23 movies when I looked at my list, and that probably could have gone even further because there was another one someone just mentioned I didn't think of. Anyways, best movies that did not make the top 10, The Wrestler.
Okay.
You guys remember The Wrestler?
I do remember it. Don't like it.
What?
Sorry.
It was
I. You know, Smoking Rocks. I think it won Best Picture that year.
It did, but they give Best Picture to like anything they find remotely profound. Okay. It has a little bit of profound, like... God.
All right.
I'm like, all right.
Okay.
What else you got?
That's enough out of you. He got game.
That didn't make your list?
Oh, wait.
No. You'll okay. hear. You'll hear why.
It's okay. On
he
mine.
He got game.
It's on mine.
It is kind of... What else you got?
I mean, it deserves to be in a list somewhere, just not in the top 10. Remember the Titans?
Oh, shit. That's not in your top
10. No. No. Slapshot, already been mentioned. Jerry Maguire, Karate Kid, Mighty Ducks. What are we making these faces for?
Karate Kid.
Okay, that's a classic movie of all time.
But it sucks now.
Wait, it doesn't. What are you talking about?
Time out.
I'm about to throw you out.
Greg, you're my boy, bro, but don't ever say that again.
I love Karate Kid movie.
And now, if you said Karate Kid Part 3 with what's her name?
Yes.
And you said that?
Renee Zellweger. Who was that?
No, it was
Hilary Swank.
Hilary Swank. Yeah. That one's whack.
I was about to say the one who was in the boxing movie
Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah.
Karate Kid is, I could watch it, but
Karate Kid is one of the greatest movies of all time. And I will not hear you.
So corny.
I will not hear you disrespect it, sir. Mighty Ducks, one that I just thought off the top of my head and at first didn't consider it a sports movie, but really it is related. Dodgeball.
Yo,
they're playing a sport in the movie.
I'll put that as another honorable mention.
Rocky 1. I mean, pick a Rocky. Rocky 4 is dope.
How many do you got?
He said 23. I told you I had 23 on the list. Rocky. Space Jam, I put on there because I could watch Space Jam. I know you think it's one of the worst movies of all time. Space Jam.
I couldn't.
It's
used
hilarious.
To love it. Now it's hilarious. Whoa. Entertaining. Hilarious? Okay. You just said Dave Chappelle is hilarious. Do not use that. Dave Chappelle and Space Jam. Don't.
Yes, because there's
what
not.
What else you got? Hilarious.
Everything is the same level of hilarity. All right.
Yeah, this is a level one hilarious. What else you got?
Facts. Talladega Nights.
Okay.
Happy Gilmore.
I'm with it.
Blue Chips.
Blue Chips was so whack.
That's what?
You guys are going to.
I like the movie.
I think it's just the movie.
But I liked it, but the Blue Chips was really whack.
You're smoking rocks.
Y'all going to hate my list.
Let's go, Don. Number 10.
Hold on. There's one more. Sandlot. You're upset that it didn't make the top 10, but I don't care because it's not a top 10 movie to me. Factual information.
What to say?
Factual information.
You know, I'm silent.
Okay, Don Fisher back
free,
in the.
You feel free to start.
Don Fisher in the building. Top 10 movies of all time, obviously to us. Don, number 10.
Okay, let's see. Well, number 10, funny you said it, Blue Chips. I had it on there.
I love to watch it. I love it, but it was kind of a whack movie.
It was a great movie.
I mean, in terms of what? It doesn't hold its value now, but I mean,
when it came out, it was one of my favorites at the time. Anthony.
I just like seeing Shaq
doing their thing. I thought the movie was funny. It was good. Number 9 is Ali.
Okay. Didn't even put it anywhere near this.
Never thought about it.
Yeah, no.
It was a great movie.
It was a great movie. I mean,
I probably would put Cinderella.
Yes, the wrestler was terrible, but Ali was great. Okay.
Of course. It's Will Smith playing Ali. He did amazing.
That movie was amazing.
Yes, and the wrestler was terrible.
I didn't say the wrestler was terrible. I said I wasn't a big fan.
Careful.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
That's my last.
Number 8.
Yes.
Caddyshack.
Facts. Factual information.
Bill Murray.
Oh my God.
I love it.
God,
very
funny. Just shrug at Caddyshack.
I love Caddyshack.
Rodney Dangerfield.
I'm in my top 10.
Caddyshack is literally a top 10 movie of all time.
It wasn't even my top 10 comedies.
Let alone top 10.
Wasn't even my top 10 comedies. What else you got?
Just love that movie.
This is not your preferred category, obviously.
Number 7, Hoop Dreams. Hoop Dreams, another good movie.
It was a documentary.
Yeah, another great movie. These are all movies that came out like early
your list must be awful, though. Like literally, like kids' movies or something.
I like it, but
awful.
A top 10?
Yeah, man.
Hoop Dreams?
Well, because I tried to go through like
honorable mentions. Yes,
I tried to go through like each different sport and all that good stuff. And like basketball is my number one sport. So when I think of basketball movies, Hoop Dreams kept coming up for me.
So depressing.
Hey, it's a good movie.
What else you got?
Number 6, Any Given Sunday.
Okay.
Factual information.
Willie Beeman doing his thing. LL Cool J.
And it was like Blitz with real people.
Good movie. So, real quick to recap, like number 10, Blue Chips. Number 9, yes. Ali. Number 8.
Spoiler alert, Lawrence Taylor's neck got broken in the head.
Hella broke. Number 7, Hoop Dreams. Number 6, Any Given Sunday.
All right. Number 10, Any Given Sunday. It's just funny. It's just entertaining. It's like the show Ballers now. It's just entertaining. Number 9, Rookie of the Year. Can watch that movie day or night forever.
I love it.
We actually, I'm not going to say their names, but I remember our friend was watching Rookie of the Year. My friend's dad used to sell tasers like door to door for people to protect themselves. We tased my friend while watching Rookie of the Year. I'll never forget that.
You're a bad person.
Number 8, Angels in the Outfield.
Oh, God. I can't believe I'm sitting here listening to this.
You're not going to say that was a great sports movie, then. It was great, especially considering how trash the Angels were then. It was a good movie, though. It was a good
movie.
What
am I listening to right now? Criticism of other great movies and Angels in the Outfield.
It's a good movie. It's a good movie, period. You can't say it's not. You may not like it in your top 10, but it's a good movie.
An awful movie, actually.
Okay. All right. But you like cartoon characters running around with Michael Jordan.
Okay, that was about like number 20 on the list, all right?
Hey, anyways, number 7, White Man Can't Jump. Entertaining.
Okay. I like
it. Watch it anytime.
I like it.
It's sort of depressing too at times. Number 6, He Got Game. I put He Got Game on there because I could sit down and watch it anytime.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care for it the very first time I saw it. I thought it was depressing as well. It was definitely like one of those like Spike Lee movies where you're just like, what the heck is this going on? Like, it was like no basketball really. It was like when he played basketball 1-on-1 against Denzel in the park.
Yeah.
And then, like, sporadic highlights here and there from, like, high school. Other than that, that was it. It was mainly about just him getting through life in the college or whatever. So, number 10, Any Given Sunday. Number 9, Rookie of the Year. Number 8, Angels in the Outfield. Number 7, White Man Can't Jump. And number 6, He Got Game. George, number 10.
Angels in the Outfield. Get me
number
out of here.
10.
Number 10 is split between, it's the Kevin Costner line. Number 10, Tin Cup, Bull Durham, Field of Dreams, all in one line. KevinCostner.com. Visit it. Read about it. Number 9, mentioned twice already, which I'm kind of surprised. Any Given Sunday.
Love it.
Why is that surprising?
Pacino. I mean, because I didn't, with all the movies there was, I didn't think any of us would have, all three would have one movie on there.
Because your movie's fucking old.
You picked Angels in the Outfield. Like, are you kidding me? We could bring 27 more people in here, and none of them would have that movie on their list. Unless they actually played for the Angels or were in the movie. Right. If you brought Danny Glover in here, he might not even
something
have it on his
I
list.
Watch. Something
Any
I can watch.
Sunday's dope,
anytime.
Though.
Number 8, probably before your time, A League of Their Own. Watch that movie.
Hey, I forgot about that movie.
A million times.
But you're talking about depressing, though.
but not in my
that
top
movie
10.
Was Flames.
Good
though.
Movie. Like
Flames.
It.
Number
four, my time.
Number seven. It might be. Right. Number seven. Bad News Bears, the original one.
Walter Matthau.
Flames.
Funny.
Good movie.
Kelly Leak, superstar. Number six, Rudy. And if you don't have this movie on your list, drown yourself.
Okay, now
drown yourself in battery acid.
No, I don't, and here's why. The movie is dope. However, if you went to the Peoria Unified School District here in Phoenix, every single year from fourth grade to eighth grade, they made you watch that goddamn movie. And because of that, Rudy, I hate that movie because of it. That's why I didn't make my list. Good movie, but if you went out here to school, you hated that movie.
Good movie, and it's on my list.
It's not on my list.
But I struggled with
that movie
because I really enjoyed the movie.
It haunts me.
You know but what? I don't think I could watch it again.
I'm tired of this conversation.
I don't think I could watch it again. What else you got?
That's it. That's number six. Tin Cup, Bull Durham, Field of Dreams, //. Number nine, Any Given Sunday. Eight, League of Their Own. Seven, Bad News Bears. Six, Rudy.
Who's next?
Don All right, sure. So top five.
Here comes that top five.
All right, so top five for me, number five, He Got Game.
Okay.
I actually like it a little more than you guys are saying. I love the movie. For one, Denzel.
Hey, I did number 12. Relax.
I like it. I'm just like, it was just different.
Because of that movie, I don't even call
it. I bet you if Eddie Murphy would have been in it, you'd have number one.
Nah.
If Eddie Murphy had the afro.
That would have been tight. If he was a grandpa, you would have had a number one.
Been tight.
Let's see. Number four, Space Jam.
It's number four?
Absolutely. You said a movie you can watch anytime.
I
watch
can't
it anytime.
Watch that.
I love that movie.
Because of Space Jam?
Again.
Because it's a good movie. You must wait just to see the Space Jam.
Michael Jordan can't act. We know this. And because of that, it's pretty funny.
Hey, Bill Murray is in that movie.
I was gonna say, Bill Murray's
right.
Funny.
Shoot it to the Emmys? Thank you.
I don't know.
Don't disrespect Bill Murray.
It's not a Bill Murray
and
movie.
I'm a 31-year-old kid, so I mean,
I
when I see Looney
something.
Tunes, I don't know. I'm a Bugs Bunny fan still, so.
I'd rather watch actual cartoons.
I actually saw a picture of, like, Darkwing Duck or something on a t-shirt
one
on Twitter today. I want to go watch it. I
one
saw it, and I was like, yo,
time,
I want to go watch it.
List top 10 cartoons.
Darkwing Duck is dope. I like the song, too, Darkwing
number
Duck.
Number three?
Number three, yeah. What do we have here? We have White Man Can't Jump.
Agreed.
I'm an 80s baby,
you
so...
You can't argue with that anywhere on the list.
No.
You can if it's too low.
Okay.
I can.
Number two...
What I have for my number four, by the way, I have not heard yet. And if you guys don't have it on the list, I'm slapping both of you, your heads
number
together
two,
like this.
Well, I can tell you off the rip, I don't have it. Because number two is The Sandlot.
Agreed.
Which...
One of the greatest...
Bruh.
Movies.
What are we
top 20
about?
Movies?
What are we talking
of all
about?
Time?
Okay, I mentioned it. Did I not mention it?
Yeah, disrespectfully last in your honorable mentions.
I mean, it just ended up where it ended
and then
up.
Number one's tough because there's a bunch of movies, but the number one that I chose, which wasn't on your list, which kind of shocks me, is Remember the Titans.
Yeah,
great.
Nah.
Great.
I love Remember the Titans.
It's a great movie. It's number 13 on my list.
See, George prefers racial division. He didn't like to see,
yes.
See that. He didn't care.
Yes,
like
and you have radio
Canada.
Number one.
Yes,
yo.
I got radio.
He got Cuba Gooding Jr. Out here on the radio. So, yeah, to recap
radio.
The top five right quick, we have
Radio. That was an awful movie, too. All right. And he should be ashamed of himself playing a character like that.
Oh,
you,
man.
You never go full retarded.
I mean, right.
I can't even bump the recap. Y'all go. Y'all had me on that.
Let's go. Fine, again. Die real quick.
Just go. Let me regain myself. Go ahead.
Is it my turn or your turn?
That's you.
All right. Number five. Remember the Titans.
It's a great movie.
Really
oh,
good,
great
really
movie.
Well
I mean,
put
there's
together.
There's not that much difference between 5 and 13. There's not.
Number four, Rudy. I've seen the movie a million times.
Can't do it.
I love it. But I think
Rudy
I
is watchable literally every time. It was the first movie that, at least that I know of, this could be incorrect, but the first movie Jon Favreau and Vince Vaughn were in together.
Maybe. Who knows?
It's one of the ones, yeah. It's one of the early ones.
Flames.
I mean... The funny thing I remember about that movie is watching it in class, and when they took off, when they took Carrie Rudy off the field, and it said, no other player in Notre Dame history had been carried off the field, something like that. And some kid said, yelled out while watching the movie, yeah, on a stretcher. I died. I died in the classroom, bro. Died. Fell out the chair. Teacher was like, get out. Literature class, we watched that. Which I don't know why we watched that in literature class.
I told you.
I don't know why.
From fourth to eighth grade.
I can't believe. Okay, you didn't have what I had.
I am
four.
So shocked.
If you don't have
nobody
it.
Has said this. Mighty Ducks 2.
What is wrong with you?
My what? What are you talking about? The flying V? Was that in 1, 2?
Listen how upset he is.
Bruh.
You talking about the one with like Keenan and Kel or whatever?
And bro, is that the
one
he was the knuckle in? Puck? Bruh.
If you say knuckle puck one more time,
everybody tried to do the knuckle puck after watching the movie. there were a few movies where every kid went home and tried to do
get
something.
Out.
Mighty get Ducks out. 2, Mighty Ducks 2 and knuckle puck, and when Three Ninjas came out, every kid tried to go home and do karate. Facts.
I definitely did. Facts. Three Ninjas.
That's true.
Right. Facts. I'm with that. All right. But Mighty Ducks 2, and that's when they introduced that new Mighty Duck logo with the mask, the duck face. Everybody wanted something with that Mighty Ducks logo on it. Factual information. Tell me that's not facts.
You put it in your top four.
Tell me that's not facts.
You out of control.
Bro, I love Mighty
You put
Ducks
Mighty
too,
Ducks
dude.
Number one low and put that high. There's something wrong with you. There's a psychological problem.
Because Mighty Ducks 1 was like great, but it didn't age really well. Mighty Ducks 2, whoa. Now, Mighty Ducks 3, when they went to college, yeesh, that was terrible.
I don't even think I've seen that.
They went to prep school.
You got a psychological problem.
They went to the Olympics. One of them went to the Olympics in college. Trash. Number two, Above the Rim.
Gordon Biersch or whatever his name
Nobody
is.
I completely forgot about
him.
You know what? I X out one of them, Above the Rim. I forgot about that.
I don't think I'm a little upset with myself right now.
Above the Rim?
I forgot about that.
We're talking some of the most important
He already knows how I feel about Pac. So
in
I
sports
just,
history.
Wait, how do you feel about Pac?
I'm a little upset
loves
with myself.
Him.
Okay, well, I just want to make sure because I'm a Pac fan too, so I want to make sure.
Maybe it's different because I grew up in L.A., but Tupac is on a higher plane than musician
he
to me.
He feels Tupac.
Oh, I've said the same thing. I told him that when I was here. I said he's my number one favorite as far as musician goes, hip-hop rapper, and just his everything
him.
About him. No,
him.
No, absolutely.
I cared about listening to him talk more than I cared about listening to his music.
It would be like if, in my opinion, and I don't even know if he can reach that much, but it would be like if Kanye had a positive vibe in terms of helping the youth.
Yeah.
Become something bigger than being a douchebag and having money and whatever else.
Kendrick could do it if he wants.
Nah, he doesn't have the reach.
Doesn't
pocket.
Have the.
None of them have the je ne sais quoi. Number one.
Yeah, he doesn't have that flair. Something about him is missing. He has it when he's rapping, like mm-hmm. you can hear,
but
like,
just like
he doesn't
that aura
have,
when he's walking.
Yeah, that
all
aura.
That.
And number one, Sandlot. Gosh, and part of me is like, God, maybe I should put Above the Rim number one because Above the Rim is one of the
They're still the one I'm talking about. You guys didn't say it.
Then I'm dying to hear it. Number five, Remember the Titans. Great movie. Number four, Rudy. Number three, Mighty Ducks 2. Love it. Knuckle Puck. Holla. Number two, Above the Rim.
I can't believe
Above the Rim. I mean, Marlon Wayans. Pop.
I'm mad at myself for that.
Above the Rim deserves to be on there.
Leon.
I just don't know
Dwayne
what
Martin
would take off.
I mean, that movie had turmoil. All right.
Turmoil.
Bernie Mac.
I'm sorry. What I have number 10.
Number one, Sandlot.
Hold on.
Sandlot.
Sandlot, yes.
Number five.
Sandlot. Well, hold on. Going back to Above the Rim point. It should be on top 10. But number 10, I have Tin Cup and all the other Costner movies. And Tin Cup comes on television, and I literally watch it every single time it's on television.
Never.
Factual information, period. Hilarious movie. Cheech Marin. Give him an Oscar.
You find every sports movie hilarious.
Okay. That's not true. Obviously, I didn't love
I can't believe some
of the
say
ones
Above
that,
the Rim.
I'm
so
shocked
mad.
At you, Don.
I promise. I'm very upset. I promise.
Shocked.
I promise.
I mean, never mind.
What's number five?
Number five, you guys didn't say it. I'm upset at you. Major League.
Thought about it.
Literally one of the greatest Wesley movies.
Snipes. It's a funny movie.
Of that
it's a funny
era.
Movie. It's just not
let
my
alone.
Thing.
Let alone.
Funny. Not my thing. Like movies, like
one
actors,
of the greatest movies
like,
of that
like
era.
People
period.
Now,
not
people,
in sports. Period.
People now can ruin movies for me. Like I, it's
yes,
really hard for
Corbin
me to,
Berenson is a nobody now. I understand.
No, no.
That's fine,
I'm saying
Tom
like
is
Charlie
a nobody.
Sheen.
Oh, like Charlie Sheen.
I can't stand to watch him. After all the nonsense that
yes,
Mel Gibson did, it's
was
hard for me to watch a movie with Mel Gibson in it. I just can't. Like they're just such.
Yes, you're gonna tell me Lethal Weapon. All the Lethal Weapons.
I watch Lethal Weapon 4. All the other ones, I'm just. I didn't say they're trash. It's hard for me to watch them. I watch him. It's hard for me to watch him. It is. Once you start acting weird, I just can't. Wesley Snipes was in it. I mean, I love the movie.
We literally talked about going back and watching Wesley Snipes movies that anyone never heard of. And Wesley Snipes is a weirdo, like king weirdo.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying it's just not my thing. No. You're weird. It was good.
You're weird. Number four. Both of you should have had this on your list, and I'm supremely disappointed you did not. Cool Runnings. What the F is wrong with you guys? Cool Runnings should be on everyone's top 10. Are you kidding me?
He's right.
Okay. Should slap both of y'all.
Okay. God damn.
Like
right.
this. Okay.
Look, you're absolutely right.
I have
There's
to agree.
There's no need for violence.
I would probably there take.
But you're absolutely right.
There might
cool
be.
Cool Runnings. I could watch
what would
that.
I take off?
I mean, I could literally walk out this room right now and go and watch it.
Yes.
Love it.
I'd probably take off Hoop Dreams for that. Yeah.
Love it. You're absolutely right. Didn't even call
it. Rhythm. Fieldy right.
Yes.
Love it.
It's bobsled right. time.
And it had the emotional ending, too.
You're right.
Okay. Fire. I agree.
But
I
you
agree.
Still Fire. Don't have above the rim on yours.
That's fine. I admitted that already.
Okay. That's fine. Cool Runnings. We should have had it.
I agree.
Facts.
Yes. Number three, Hoop Dreams. Already been mentioned. Very Loved good. It. Very Watched it when it first came out.
Very good movie. Like what, 94, right?
So depressing.
94, flame movie.
Yeah.
Or documentary, whatever you want to call it.
Sad. All I can think about is Sebastian Telfair for some reason.
That was quite a bit before.
I know,
him.
But that's,
and
the, that's what I
actually
think about.
Played in the league
You're
for
right.
like 10 years.
That's what I
Which
just
is
think
the worst
about.
Part because Bassey was so bad.
That's just what I think about. What else you got?
Number two, I think Don mentioned it. I don't know if you had it or maybe vice versa. White Men Can't Jump. Both of y'all
we
had
both
it?
Had it on there. Yeah.
Okay.
I like, actually had it at number two.
How do you not have that number two? I don't understand.
Yeah. I have it number
I have it
seven.
At number two.
It was literally one of the greatest movies of all time,
Absolutely.
Not just sports.
Absolutely.
Period. And then number one, you already should know what I have because it's the greatest cast put together in movie history, Caddyshack. Period. Not even close. The greatest cast ever put together in movie history.
Okay. I mean, I don't agree. I mean, I don't disagree. It's just not my thing. I mean, but
Caddyshack is absolutely hilarious.
And then earlier what I was telling
but
you about.
I don't sit there and watch it again.
When I
when it comes out.
That's literally
scenes.
The most watchable movie of all time.
I watch certain scenes.
Most watchable movie of all time.
There's that groundhog and right. Ronnie Dangerfield.
And then I just was going to mention what I said to you earlier. I saw someone when I was doing some research had put on their top list, shit, what did I tell you? Oh, The Big Lebowski. And I didn't even think about
that. I saw
that because
too,
it's a bowling
but
movie.
But it's not a, yeah.
I wouldn't put it. It's my, probably if not my favorite movie of all time in general, it's in the top 3 to 5. So it should make any list that has anything to do with comedy, whatever. But for sports, I was like, yeah, it's about bowling, but.
Yeah, but I consider Die Hard a Christmas movie. So.
Yeah, but that's actually been debated on a national level. Like, I've seen people debate that.
I mean, I agree.
We should actually have that as a topic one day.
I 100% agree.
So I don't know, even though I love The Big Lebowski, if it should make this list.
But.
No, I agree.
Above the Rim should have.
You should be ashamed of yourself for liking classic movies and Tupac and not having Above the Rim.
Yeah,
you
whatever.
Should be ashamed of yourself for not having Above the Rim because you're black. I should be ashamed of not having.
I knew it was going to be a racist.
We both
issue
should have. We both should be ashamed of not having Cool Runnings because
yeah,
we're black.
Absolutely.
Facts.
Okay.
And John Candy in it too.
I love Cool Runnings.
Check my blackness when I get home.
Like I gotta go home and watch
Doug E. Doug. And
it's put together so well. Malik Yoba, Doug E. Doug, John Candy,
John like, Candy,
Leon is in Above the Rim. Both. Ay, charumba. We missed two Leon movies.
I'm mad at myself.
Above the Rim
with special Cool Runnings.
Yeah,
Cool Runnings.
Yeah, but he's a weirdo in Above
he
the Rim.
He is a
though.
Weirdo. He's kind of weirdo in real life, dude. I mean, he's just Leon. Like, all right.
Damn.
I mean, I don't think that's his name. That's just his screen name.
Yes, but that's what he goes by. He might have legally changed
a lot of weirdos that do that.
Yes, but like, you're talking about like historic weirdos, like Madonna. Like, that's his, like Prince.
He's a weirdo.
That's different. Ain't nobody like Madonna, Prince, Leon. Ain't nobody.
Yo, Leon.
Hey, people know who Leon is.
Yeah, he's always like that guy in the neighborhood. Like, he works on cars. Your uncle knows him. Like, that ain't, nobody thinks of, like, you say Leon, no one thinks of him.
Hey, he can hoop.
Dang. What about Basketball Diaries? Nobody thought of that?
Nah. I think that was actually before my time. I think it came out so long ago.
Like he said, there was a
actually,
lot
actually, no,
of,
that's got, no, it was like 91.
DiCaprio in it.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
But it's,
there's a lot of movies that could have went on there. I mean, there was everything from, I mean, Whack
Movie. I was shocked now that one you had Coach Carter, because I hated that movie.
I almost put it on
really,
there.
I did not like
I
that movie.
I almost put it on there.
I thought it was bad.
It can't be on there when movies like this, like the list.
Yeah, but you could have left off. Well, nah, there's certain ones that are like your personal favorites.
The
like,
only thing I would consider leaving off is.
Like, I do feel ridiculous not having Angels in the Outfield. Than not having Cool Runnings, I'll admit. I feel ridiculous.
Okay.
All right.
There's nothing in the top five I would leave out. Major League, Cool Runnings, Hoop Dreams, White Men Can't Jump, Caddyshack. Hoop Dreams is the only one really of those five that I wouldn't sit down and watch literally every time it's on television.
You could replace Hoop Dreams at Above the Rim.
You remember Sunset Park? I almost put that in there.
The dude in Sunset Park, not Fredo Starr. Yeah. The other dude grew up in the neighborhood right next to mine. I used to hoop against him YMCA all the time. Swear, factual information.
It's time to get live. It's time to represent.
It doesn't belong in the top 10, but it's dope. Above the Rim, though, belongs in the top 10.
But that, like I said, there's a lot of movies, sports movies I was going through in my head. It's intense. I could have put that.
I can't take Tin Cup off, though. I could take Bull Durham and Field of Dreams off, but like I can't take Tin Cup is one of my favorite movies.
Even
of all
as
time.
Whack as it is, it's funny. Remember Kingpin?
You could take Major League when we. Off.
Well, no, you can't.
It's a hard one. You can move it. You could shift it.
Maybe.
It could go up to six.
Maybe
and
a league of their own. Maybe. Maybe. But the other ones, or Bad News Bears, but I would be upset about that.
Like I said, there were a shit ton of movies.
What did Don just say?
Kingpin.
Yes. When I was talking about Lebowski, it made me think of Kingpin.
Yeah,
that's one of the funniest movies.
Because it's a bowling movie.
Yo, straight up.
Woody Harrelson.
And when he was younger, I didn't even look at it like that. No, but ever since, what's the HBO show?
Ballers.
Yes,
Power?
Ballers. No, the one with McConaughey and Harrelson.
True Lies. True Detectives.
Ever since I watched that, I have a renewed appreciation for everything Woody Harrelson does. And when I went back and started thinking about some of the roles he did, he's one of the greatest actors of all time. And it's not even close. Underrated and greatest.
White
what
Man
was
Can't
the
Jump,
one?
And then Replacement Killers.
You're thinking of like what? Flint? He's in Flint, right?
What do you mean?
Larry Flint?
Oh, I don't know.
He played Larry Flint.
But that's not a movie I'm talking about. What's the zombie movie?
He did the zombie. Yeah.
Zombie Killing or whatever. What's that?
Replacement Killers, right?
Yeah, Zombieland.
Oh, Zombieland, yeah.
Flames. One of the funniest movies of all time.
Yeah.
Bill Murray's cameo.
Not funny. Woo! Okay. God damn it. All Bill Murray has to do is show up, and you flip.
It's one of the funniest actors.
That movie is not
history.
One of the funniest movies of all time. Zombieland. Yeah. It's just very entertaining.
I don't think it's called Zombieland, is it?
It's called Zombieland.
Yeah.
It is. It has that weird girl, too, that used to be like...
She's from Scottsdale.
She used to be not Leslie, not the girl from Wolf Movies and Vampires. The other one.
What?
The one that looks kind of good.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone, yeah. Not the one... What's the one from Wolf Packs? What's the movie called? Twilight? Not her.
Kristen Stewart?
Yeah.
Oh, Kristen Stewart, okay.
She was in another zombie movie, I think. Anything else? Nothing else, guys?
That's it, fellas.
Woody Harrelson.
Great movie. Great actor.
One of the greatest actors of all time.
Top 20.
Renewed.
Top 22.
Renewed. Actually, we might have to do that list. Renewed.
Top actors.
Renewed respect for Woody Harrelson.
Actors and actresses?
Do you not remember in True Detective how many, like, he added, like, comedic effect to the whole show? Like,
I didn't say
I'm not arguing with you. We're doing a podcast.
You're yelling at me.
People are listening to this.
Anything else?
That's it.
I just need this.